Been 30 years we've been doing Talk Story, and over those 30 years, I always look forward to this time of year because it's time to think about the Whale Festival. Pacific Whale Foundation's been doing so many great things for years, and we always get excited about the kickoff, which is the run and the walk for the whales. Now, there's been a few changes over the years. It used to be down towards Wailea, but no, in the last few years, it's been over at the Ma'alaya Center there, and it's such a beautiful place to do it, and it's coming up really soon. It's going to be February 2nd. You know, we're still getting used to it being the new year, but February 2nd is just a couple weeks away, folks. It's really coming up soon. So I invited Marina in from the Pacific Whale Foundation. It's good to see you again, Marina.
You too, Cindy.
Was it the last year that we got together to talk?
I think that, yeah, I've seen you last year around this time, maybe at a yoga class since.
Yeah. So I love yoga classes, right? I mean, they're always good. But it's really good to talk about this. And again, thrilled that once again Marty Dredd is going to be there and doing entertainment, which is always fun. And it's a really, it's an event really for the whole family. I love the fact that the Pacific Whale Foundation has always been a family-friendly organization that is really dedicated to getting the keiki involved in everything. So the keiki are involved as well, from everything from maybe they want to do some of the walks or participate there at the beautiful center that you have, because you always have keiki friendly activities as well. You even have a keiki cruise this year, which
we
I
do,
loved.
Yeah, we see quite a few kids come out for the run and walk for whales, and we really want everyone to understand that it is for all ages and all abilities. There's four courses to choose from. There's a 1 mile, there's a 5K, there's a 10K, and there's a 10 mile. So whether you're a competitive runner or you just want to come out and walk the 1 mile with your friends and have some fun and support a good cause, yeah, it's definitely open for everyone.
I love that. I mean, I can do 1 mile.
Yeah.
I could do even maybe 2 miles. So that does take the fear factor. You take
yeah,
the fear factor
no pressure.
Away. Like anyone could do a mile, right? So... And I think you've made a few changes to the course. What's the course going to be like this year?
So the longest one turns around at North Kihei Road. So it was a little bit further last year, and we've kind of scaled it back again just to, you know, there's a lot of logistics involved.
Oh, sure.
Won't get into the boring parts. But just to really keep our runners safe is the bottom line. You know, we block off a lane of the highway, so people aren't just running alongside traffic.
Well, that's good because people really go fast through there.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'm coming out and I'm trying to make a right turn onto that road and it's like, oh my God, people, you're going like 70 miles an hour. So know that I can see where that's important. Yeah.
Yeah. So we try and make it safe and fun for everyone. You know, and then we have our celebration afterwards in the courtyard at the Harbor Shops in Ma'alaya. And Marty Dredd, like you said, he's back. He's back on our Friday and Saturday night cruises.
Yay.
And he's back at the Run and Walk for Whales. So,
you know, he was in here last week, and I had a chance to give him a hug. He's a lovable guy. The guy is amazing. You know, he's so much fun. And he loves whales, and they seem to love him, too. And, of course, he likes going out of Ma'alaya. But he said Lahaina is really a fun one that you can't forget as well. Lahaina, he does on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And he said sometimes the ocean's a little calmer up there, and it's like a whole different environment. So for folks in West Maui, you know, don't forget, that's a cool thing to do on a Saturday night, to go out. Because Marty gives it all. You know, he's got a good vibe. He's got those positive vibes. And he's singing, and you see the whales, and it's just like a perfect Maui experience, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, and is it the same number? Because I know you've kind of changed some of the numbers around. What number do people call if they want to call the Pacific Whale Foundation and book a run for the whales? I mean, book a cruise with Marty or book the run for the whales?
So all of our cruises are available on pacificwhale.org. You can also call 808-201-1983.
That's a different number.
Well, there's an 800 number, too.
Oh,
but the one that I'm looking at is
the local number.
201
is a different number, then. Okay, repeat that then, because I used to have the old number memorized, but that's not it.
808-201-1983.
You know, a lot of people have friends coming into town. Remember, whether you or your friend, or maybe it's your birthday or a special celebration or a date night out, you know, this is a cool thing to do on Friday out of Ma'alaya or on Saturday out of Lahaina.
Yeah.
Guaranteed good time. guaranteed good time. How are the whales doing? Are we seeing whales? Or, you know, what's the activity level like?
People ask me that so often.
I know. And
you know what?
Important.
I'm just an event planner, but they're out there.
Okay.
They're
it's
out
good
there.
To know.
Yes. They're definitely seeing them, you know, I believe on every cruise. You know, in February, like you said, it's coming quick. And I know February, you look out there, you can't not
peak.
See a whale.
Peak
so,
time.
Yeah, definitely when all of our Maui Whale Festival activities and cruises are going on. Guaranteed whale sightings.
Good to know. Now, again, as you said, and this is good to know, there's all kinds of levels here. The 1 mile, the 5K, the 10K, and the 10-mile course.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool things that you do, and this is very important for some of the people that do runs. You've got really good quality T-shirts.
Yes, everybody gets a T-shirt.
Yes, which is a beautiful thing to have.
Yes.
And
then we serve a
breakfast
as well.
Wait, is that a T-shirt?
This is the Maui Whale Festival T-shirt for you.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, thank you. It's beautiful. It's a little different color this year.
Yeah, we changed it up a little bit.
Yeah, this is more like a turquoise.
Yeah, I think it's called mint, but it comes in another color too, which is like a darker blue.
Let me try
I thought this was your color.
Describe this. It's beautiful. There's a mother whale breaching with a baby down below. There's a beautiful, you can see the West Maui Mountains, it looks like to me, and the sun coming up over them. And it's just a gorgeous T-shirt. I just love this.
Good.
That's in the back, and the front says 39th Annual Maui Whale Festival. These are really well done.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a great graphics team.
No, you really do have a great graphics team. And also, I want to just throw in here that the store is amazing and so eco-friendly and so conscious of that. They do a great job. And when you're down there, if you're going to do either the run or you're going to do a cruise out there on Friday night, give yourself a little extra time and do check in at the store, because there's really cool gifts there that are really, whether you want plastic straws in straw cases, you know. Not plastic, I'm
not
sorry.
Plastic.
There's bamboo, I think.
Yeah, well, we have bamboo, we have stainless steel, we have paper.
And really cool things made completely out of recycled materials. Mm-hmm. And you're very, very eco-conscious, and I love that.
Yes, thank you.
No, it's really important, super important. So thank you for being that. I think it's one of the most eco-conscious stores on the island, actually.
Likely it is. Yeah, it's definitely a focus for us in everything that we do. We want to make sure that we're talking the talk and walking the walk,
even with your cruise, your ships are very, very eco-friendly. They always have been designed to be from the biodiesel to everything involved in them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is really, I mean, I applaud that 100%. So it's going to be early, but of course, we always suggest that people register ahead of time so you don't have
definitely.
To worry about things, right?
Yeah, and you can do the packet pickup is the day before, so when you arrive on the day of, you've got your bib, you've got your T-shirt, you're just ready to run.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Then, and then hang out afterwards and enjoy some live music and breakfast and prizes.
Are you going to do breakfast this year?
We always do breakfast, yeah, for participants. They get free breakfast.
Right there outside in the courtyard?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It is. Well, you need some fuel after running 10 miles, I'm
and
sure.
The music starts about what time?
Marty gets there at 7. So, I mean, it's basically throughout because people, you know, end at all different times. So, I mean, if you run a 1 mile, you're going to be done pretty quick.
Yeah.
But if you walk a 10-mile, it might take a little while. So, he'll be there throughout. We'll be doing, the prizing and awards and music.
Cool. And it's going to be good weather.
Of course.
I mean, you never know anymore, you know? It's like we've had a drought lately,
right? It was
right?
Nice last year, yeah.
You just never know, but it goes on, and it's a great event. So it starts early in the morning. I can't believe 6 a.m.
7 a.m. is when all the races start.
But if you want to get down there.
You need to get there a little bit earlier.
You need to get there early at 6 a.m. Be sun coming up. The sun will be rising.
Beautiful.
Yes, it'll be gorgeous. So let's talk about a couple of the other events because, of course, the Whale Festival is wonderful and it's going to be happening February 3rd through the 8th. Let's talk about the what's going on. You got a film festival this year that's really gotten to be quite interesting, happening on February 8th.
Yes, so this is our third annual film festival, the third year that we've done it.
Do you know what day of the week that is?
It's a Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday.
Yeah,
good.
It's a Friday evening. So the past 2 years, we've had it in Kaunapali, so on the west side.
Yeah.
We're changing it up this year, and we've got it at Iao Theater.
I love
in
that.
Yeah.
Yay,
yeah.
I can go.
And we can seat more people
and we
can get the Wailuku community involved.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
that is great. Good news. I really hadn't heard that until now.
Okay.
No, because it's just right a block away from me, and I love it. And just can go
perfect.
Up there.
Perfect. I'll put your name on the list.
Oh, definitely want to go. So it's going to start early, too, at 6 o'clock and go to 8:30. And you have a very interesting combination of films you're showing.
So I really am proud of the film festival and the way that it's evolved over the last 3 years. This year we're really trying to focus on a theme of inspiring ocean health through waves of change, which is really just exemplifies our goal of presenting these issues that are facing ocean health, which can be very overwhelming, and they can be, a little bit depressing sometimes. But we like to really balance that with the message of inspiration. So showing films that present an issue, but then also show a group or a company or an individual who's, taking action to make change.
Good.
And we hope through that our audience will leave feeling empowered to make changes in their own life that can help some of these issues facing ocean health.
Well, that's a really good attitude to have, because it does get depressing sometimes. Sometimes you can see some of the things going on.
It just gets overwhelming, right? If you think that there is just such a big issue that, it's completely out of your hands, where you're going to stop caring. So we want to make people care and make them feel like they can make a difference.
And there are a lot of people out there trying. So give us an idea of some of the films, and there's going to even be a special trailer, a very special trailer that's happening that's going to be going on this date, which is, again, Friday, February 8th at the EL.
Yeah, so our visual communications coordinator is creating a full-length documentary on the life of our founder, Greg Kaufman. So she'll be showing the trailer for that film exclusively to this audience for the first time ever seen. Almost exactly a year to the date that he passed away. So, that's definitely a very important part of the evening. And we also have a lineup of 7 other films at this point. We're trying to keep them as short films. They tend to be around, there's some that are about 16 minutes, some that'll be only 5 minutes. And then we always have a presenter for each film that can explain a little bit more about that program or, how the film was made.
Oh, good.
A couple of them that I'm really excited about. Madison Stewart came to our festival last year to present her film Blue, and that was actually the feature film at the World Whale Film Festival last year. And her part of the film was focused on sharks and shark finning and the shark fishery in Indonesia. And she went back to the community where that was filmed, and she is working towards basically convincing the fishermen not to fish sharks. Instead, let's take out tourists and we'll show you that you can make the same amount of money and do something good. So there's a film about her starting that project, and it's very inspiring.
Yeah.
So she's making huge change over there.
They just got some people on Oahu they found about 3 weeks ago that were doing this. They just busted a group that was doing that.
Shark finning?
This is education is needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Education and inspiration, as you said, plays a key role.
Yes.
And bringing up Greg again, I know that was one of his passions in life, was going around the world and letting people know, based on what he's done here, how you can, instead of going and doing harm, you can do good by, and people love seeing the ocean creatures. They love seeing the whales, but it's not just the whales. They go out to see dolphins and turtles and then they get inspired, and that's what he wanted. And I'm glad you're bringing a film in that's really important on that subject. So that's
great. Yeah, I mean, most of our films are centered around that theme, but they cover different issues facing ocean health, such as sustainable fishing. We have Ed Lyman there from NOAA, who's presenting his film In the Wake of Giants, and that's specifically, filmed in Maui region and showing the entanglement issue. And then I have big wave surfer Paige Alms. She won
the Jaws Challenge
last year. And then Sarah Hauser, who's
Paige going to be there?
Page and
cool.
Sarah Hauser, who's a champion, world champion windsurfer. They're making a film about their project or campaign that they put together called Trashy Selfie. So they, which I find really admirable, is that they're basically using their platform as professional athletes to do something good, to help encourage ocean health, to get people to pick up garbage when they're at the beach. So they came up with this idea by seeing all these people that were on the beach taking selfies. Well, what if each person who took a selfie on the beach also picked up 3 pieces of garbage while they were doing that? What a difference that would make. So that's where their Trashy Selfie campaign came from. So they're making a film just about you know, their role in encouraging conservation efforts and that project that they're working on. So,
is it a film yet, or is it just being in the works?
It'll just be a short film.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then we also have our MC Kimmy Werner. She's from Maui. She's a world champion spear fisherwoman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's heavily involved in conservation efforts. So she basically embodies everything that I want to be felt through this event. Mm-hmm. You know, she loves the ocean. It's her, you know, it's where she works, it's where she plays, but she's also very focused on education and reducing single-use plastics. And all of those sort of things that we need to be talking about. So she's going to MC the event, and she's also presenting one of her films. And so there's a few that are focused on marine debris, but we're trying to cover, you know, an array of ocean health issues. So we also have one on false killer whale research that Pacific Whale is doing.
There have been some seeing off here.
Right? Yeah, yeah, and we have... I know that they've had a few sightings called in, you know, over the past few months, just from our boats being out there.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting. I just came back from Australia and New Zealand, and they're seeing some there as well. And it's kind of interesting how it's and some of the people are remarking, well, you don't usually see them, but lately we've been seeing.
Yeah,
some
they're
of these
they're
pods.
Extremely elusive. So seeing them is very special.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it makes it harder to do the research on them. But it's helpful when people call in any sightings.
Interesting. And so that's, gosh, you even have a name I can't pronounce. Six False Killer Whales, Pseudorca crassides.
I can't pronounce that one either. Don't worry about it, Cindy.
They're a large species of dolphin. And one of the groups of dolphins known as the blackfish. Okay. So we're going to get a chance to see some of that. And... you were telling me about the Maui...
The Huliau Foundation.
Yes, tell me about that.
So I think they're pretty well known on island. They have their own film festival each year. They're a film organization, really. Like they have students that make films through the foundation, mostly focused on conservation and farming, sustainability and... those sort of subjects, but they also offer zero waste events. So you'll see them at community events or festivals. They basically come in, do an audit of the event, work with the vendors to make sure that everyone's using compostable, you know, to-go containers or utensils. And then they set up stations at the events where, you know, when you go to put your garbage in the trash, they can actually separate it, so they are composting or recycling as much as possible.
That's
so
wonderful.
It's called a zero waste event. So we have one of their students presenting a film at the film festival, and then we also have them involved in our collaboration with Kihei Fourth Friday to make that a zero waste event.
You're getting a lot of films in.
Well, there's eight.
Yeah,
so
that's
far,
a lot.
I mean,
that's
and they're
lot.
Short films, so it's really, it's really only, you know, 2 hours of films and then some introductions.
And it's really important. You're talking about Kimmy Werner and smog of microplastics, and how she describes the pollution, thousands of pounds of bits of 6-pack rings and water bottles and other disposable items that wash up on the beaches. And so, yeah, important stuff, entertaining stuff, and I love the fact that you're bringing all the people in, So it takes it to, when I see films with the people talking, it takes it to a more personal
level. Yeah, I agree.
It's one thing because you're a voyeur kind of when you're watching and it's educational, but then you see the person involved and it brings it to the human level.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that you're doing that with this film.
Yeah,
festival.
And then before we start the films, we actually have booths set out in the courtyard next to EO Theater. So mm-hmm. from 5 to 6, you can learn more about the programs and the projects that'll be presented in the films. And then afterwards, I'm working on organizing an opportunity for people to kind of continue those conversations. So we'll probably do something at Y-Bar after the film festival.
Cool.
So that, you know, we can
That's
talk
across,
story with
right
the filmmakers.
The
and
there, right?
Isn't yeah, that basically, yeah. just down yeah. the street.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
but
I
it's just
that.
All about continuing the conversation. And I'm also trying to organize a beach cleanup for the next morning because we really want people to feel like, okay, let's do something about
oh,
this.
Oh, really? You've thought that out. I love it.
But yeah, I know I'm, you know, I was in here a year and a half ago, was it, when we did the Plastic Oceans film and we
great.
Talked about that. And, you know, conversations that came out of that, even, you know, personally, have turned into a larger program, a larger initiative. So we got a grant through the County of Maui Recycling Division just from, you know, having them there present at that event. She said, you know, we need to be showing this film to more than just the people who are willing to pay and come see it. So we were able to get a grant to bring that into intermediate and high schools in Maui County, and we were able to show the film and do a bit of a workshop with 1,000 students over the past couple months. So
that's amazing.
Really important conversations get started just by showing these films and having these discussions. You know, we really can bring change. So
I love the fact that the kids can see it because they're the ones that can make a difference, and they're the ones mm-hmm. that are going to be educated about and spread the word to their parents, and they're the ones that are our future.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful that that happens. I know. I would think I was talking to Kelly McHugh or Christy, but one of them said that you're actually open to having schools or teachers reach out to you if they want the film shown in their schools.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we have a license to show it in Maui County, and we have an educational supplement prepared by our education department. So we would love to show it to as many people as possible.
So if you're any private school, public school, whatever you are, if you're a teacher listening, how do they contact you to implement that?
The program is called Plastic Pollution Solutions, and it can be found on our website at pacificwhale.org. They could also call the education department. So just calling our main line and ask to speak to the education department, and we'll make that happen.
That makes a difference.
Yes.
That's really beautiful. I mean, I just want to throw out here also that you do have a wonderful Keiki program where you institute children being able to go out on the whale watches.
The Keiki Whale Watch. We actually, so this is the second year we were able to offer that not only to the island of Maui, but Molokai and Lanai as well. And that was through funding that we raised through our online auction earlier in November. So we raised money through that so that we can offer it to the other islands as well. So they're actually going this week to Molokai and then next week to Lanai.
How fantastic.
And bringing out all of the kids on the boat for free. So,
you know what I found out? In fact, I was talking to Kathy Collins about what you're doing with this. And I said how shocked I was that they're Keiki that have, you know, been here and not been out on a whale watch cruise or been on the ocean to see that.
Yeah, see a whale up close.
She grew up and did not at all.
Uh-huh.
Get out there at all as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how big that is. That's huge
mm-hmm.
for a child to be able to get out. I mean, you must hear it all the time, the feedback and the impact it has for these children and the thrill they have on going out and seeing the whales out there on a whale watch cruise.
Yeah.
We take for granted. We just assume they do, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you would assume that mm-hmm. somebody who lived in Hawaii would. You know, we get visitors from all over the world, so we understand that they may have never been out on a boat ever
mm-hmm.
or seen a whale ever. So I mean, it's something really special that we're able to do with people, and we just hope to not only show them whales but also you know, give them an appreciation of the ocean and how special it is and how we need to protect it.
It's huge. And there's going to be the cruises have always been popular. I think it's been about 7 or 8 years now you've been doing, maybe longer, you've been doing the Pacific Whale Foundation cruise for the festival with people like this year and last year. I know you did John Cruise.
Mm-hmm. John Cruise was really popular. So
oh, yeah, he is.
We're having him back again. And then we have a Keiki Cruise with the Banana Slug String Band.
So that's going to be happening after the film festival. I forgot to ask you, is the film festival, is there, there's a charge for that, right?
Yeah, so tickets are on sale now, but it's $10 for general admission, $15 for VIP reserved seating, and then our members save 20%. So it's really just covering the costs. But yeah, using that larger venue, I think we're just going to grow this event year after year.
So. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, and any proceeds go back into our program, so it's a good cause.
I see an award ceremony coming up in years to come. Yay, Pat Simmons Jr. is here. Come on in, Pat. And so the concert cruises are February 10th through the 15th, and John Cruise is doing it on the 16th. And then the Banana String Slug Band for Keiki, or anyone, of course, parents and whole family welcome, is February 23rd.
Yeah, we also have them performing at the Kihei Library, so little kids that don't get out on the boat can go to the library for story time that day earlier
in the
morning.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's
so
fun.
We have that, and then a story time with author Jill McBarnett on February 2nd as well at the Kihei Library.
Oh, that's new. Is that a new edition?
We did it last year as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then it winds up, this would be before. February 12th is Fourth Friday. And that's
the 22nd,
Oh, I'm sorry, it is. I had a 12?-22nd. I don't know what that means. But, yes, it's the 22nd is Fourth Friday, and this is the first year you're going to be having a Whale Festival celebration for Fourth Friday, and that's February 22nd, and it'll be a lot of fun food. You're going to get a lot of musicians.
Yes.
And everything, all the information is available at Maui. It's Pacific Whale?
MauiWhaleFestival.org.
Oh, MauiWhaleFestival.org. Mm-hmm. MauiWhaleFestival.org.
I'll make for that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's so good to see you, Pat. So there's a lot of information, too, and I know we put a lot of information out there. And if you can't remember anything, you can just go there, and that's a good place to go to sign up for the Run for the Whales.
For the run, to buy your tickets for the film festival.
Mm-hmm. All there.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. I know it's the busiest time of year. It's just like there's so much that you do during this time, but I know it's a lot of work
and a lot of fun.
And a lot of fun, yay. And beautifully done and important work, too. So thank you so much,
Marina.
Thank you, Cindy. Go down and say hi to everyone for me there, okay?
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.